3 then. Item 3 is a rezoning at 12 Rothwell Road under file DAZ225/2014.
All right, we have Mr. Winthrop here to represent this item at 12 Rothwell. You know the drill, John?
Yes, John Winthrop, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thank you. We'll just dive right into it. I think everybody's read the report. We're comfortable with conditions regarding the plan approval. We're comfortable with Public Works requiring 10 meters for the widening of Keniston Boulevard. Though we do want to raise the issue of the additional 8 meters the Planning Department's recommending for the additional 26.9 feet, I believe, for a front yard along Keniston. Just want to remind the committee that the property directly to the south of us was rezoned back in 2012. They were not required to have the same kind of condition for a front yard along Keniston. In fact, they were varied down to no yard along Keniston, no yard along Rothwell. You can tell by the planner's map on page, I do believe it is on page 10 of the report, but it might be listed differently in the agenda. They draw on a nice line and a graphic with them hashing. That brings it pretty close to the existing building. The landowner is looking to market the building and certainly change it from M3, which is heavy industrial zoning, to something more lighter that would be more complementary to the new Mercedes dealership and to the fine development across the street that Terracon has done with the Tim Hortons. We do want to have a high level of landscaping to fit into the area. We're looking for a new tenant, but if we're restricted so much that we can't provide parking or a sign or anything like that, I'm not sure who would go into this building. It's a large building on a reasonable site. Losing 10 meters off the front and then an additional 8 meters really restricts the amount of parking you can put on there. We'd be happy with, instead of having a zoning agreement for that front yard, that there is a requirement for a front yard of 25 feet underneath the zoning bylaw. When we do develop plans and we have a tenant and we come forward, if we do need to have a, you know, to reduce that front yard, ideally with a set of plans to show landscaping, etc., we'd have our public hearing at the Board of Adjustment for that item and then plan approval at the Community Committee later on. The way it's read now is that we would require a zoning agreement and go through the entire 8 or 9 month process to come up with a reduced front yard that we feel already is injurious on the use of the land.
John, how much parking would they lose with the reduction from front yard and also on the side?
The challenge
based
with that,
on, based on what the city parameters are for.
Yeah, right now we don't have a client or anybody looking to go into the building.
But just based on footage and I guess
the square footage of the building depends if whether it's going to be office with manufacturing, etc. Off the top of my head, based on the square footage, it would be significant, probably over 60 stalls. We did submit a site plan to show what a conceptual plan would look like, and we do have parking in that yard to meet the parking requirements. But certainly that was a very rough plan. We ideally could do landscaping, bump outs, et cetera.
So your suggestion is to say it again, what you're suggesting. You're suggesting
we're suggesting that we just have the zoning bylaw, which is a requirement to have 25 feet, so then when we lose our 10 meters for the widening of the of Keniston, which we agree with, and then there's additional 25 feet on that, that we'd work with the planning department and the ward councilor and the community committee come up with a site plan that may allow parking in the front yard with some landscaping, etc. And then if we require a variance, we just go through the Board of Adjustment instead of the a zoning agreement at the community committee with our council approval.
The only issue that is you lose a bit of control as a ward councilor, you're saying, going through the Board of Adjustment as opposed to...
For the front yard, but the community committee and the ward councilor still has the first caveat for plan approval would come here for landscaping. So if the ward councilor says, I want 5 feet of landscaping strip, or I want a design where it's like a, bump out with part landscaping, then two parking stalls and more landscaping, then that's something the ward councilor come up with, and we can then do a variance at the Board of Adjustment instead of the Community Committee. So the ward councillor still has control over the landscaping along Keniston.
Well, he answered it. I mean, I was going to ask if he understood. Of course, he'd understand the variance.
Can we maybe ask administration some questions once maybe John goes down? Back.
No. We also have Michelle here. Michelle, did you want to speak just for information? Thank you.
So what's John's got a pretty good proposal there, and it seems like it gets to the same place. Is there any issue from an administrative point of view of doing it that way as opposed to what's in the document here?
It seems possible. I mean, the 18 meters was a criteria imposed by Public Works. They wanted to ensure that the 25-foot front yard was maintained, that no buildings would encroach into that yard and potentially cause conflict with the road widening in the future. Any variance associated with the land will have to come back here within the year or so, I believe. So if it does happen immediately, the community committee would still have an opportunity to review such a variance. To get rid of that 8 meters leaves it open to the zoning bylaw to regulate the site, whereas putting it on there is a zoning agreement that would have to be amended and come back here. As long as that zoning agreement is in place.
Okay. That's your thoughts, too. James, anything to add?
Yeah, the condition is no permanent structures, so parking would be allowed within that 8 meters, and then as long as it meets the zoning bylaw. But from the public service perspective, we would be comfortable with whichever way community committee lands on that condition.
It's not my ward, obviously, but just interested in whatever you want to do.
Thank you, gentlemen. We also have two other individuals here that are for information. Matt Glavin from Terracon Place and Madison Richard, Home Street. Just information. Sure. Would you like to have a minute? Sure, absolutely, sir. Your map?
Yep.
So are we speaking in favor or in opposition?
Just adding a comment more than anything. Matt Glavin, 1 Terracon Place. I'm not sure if I've spoken to this committee, but I have spoken to other committees about the importance of the preservation of employment lands. And this report acknowledges the industrial character of the neighborhood and that it's being preserved. Our Winnipeg and Complete communities are pretty clear on the preservation of employment lands, and even the employment lands in southwest Winnipeg have certainly seen some changes over the past number of years. And the employment land strategy has noted a shortfall of the number of employment lands that are going to be required for the anticipated growth over the next 20 years. So pleased to see that the administration is supporting the preservation of employment lands in this case so as to adhere to the intent and policies of Complete Communities and our Winnipeg.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Okay, anyone here in opposition to this application? At this point, anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none.
I have some questions for the administration.
Fair enough.
I just want to get, I've been asking them quietly, but as we go, but I'd rather get them in the record. Just to be clear, to keep in being consistent, the property across the way, could you tell us how it's zoned and how many feet the setback is?
Sure.
When you say across the way, is that across Keniston or across Rothwell?
Across Keniston.
To the west, it's zoned MMU, manufacturing mixed use, and the front yard requirement is 20 feet, a 20-foot setback.
And they are? Like the Tim Hortons, the bank, the...
I can do a quick check here.
Okay.
Roughly. They're in compliance with that 20-foot setback. The closest is a drive-through that is roughly about the 20 feet from the property line.
there any that are not within the 25 when it's not?
You mentioned the property right in to the left or something?
To the north, that's setback. It looks like a storage use that's set back quite significantly.
They rent those storage containers.
The property.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, the setbacks are quite significant along Keniston for most of the uses.
But is it like what? But that's where they're set back. But are they allowed? Like I thought, the presentation was that they are at a zero setback. So maybe are they allowed to be kind of a zero setback, but maybe, you know, I don't know.
That was the Mercedes-Benz.
To the south.
In the thing we just approved.
They would have had to apply for a variance to allow it to a 0 foot setback.
We don't have that in front of us.
Okay. Could the applicants please come back up? Thanks, John. There's nothing you have to rebut, but...
Property to the south, I'm just pulling up the variance that was approved here at the community committee. It was in 2012, I do believe, maybe DSZ 33 of 2012 in January of that month of year was a variance for no west side yard against Keniston and no yard against Rothwell. I recall that very distinctly. That it was one of my last public hearings, so that's why I know. I know that that's what was granted to them from this very same committee. And once again, I do believe in you just did a plan approval, and they're under construction. That they do show landscaping in their front yard. The details of the plan approval are not provided on DMIS. I couldn't see the exact detail of how much. Once again, we're willing to work with the community committee and the planning department when they actually have a tenant for the site to redevelopment, to put landscaping in the front yard. We just feel by going to the Board of Adjustment, if we need to vary it, instead of going through a very lengthy process of coming back here to vary or reduce the 26.9 feet down to 8 feet because we want a parking stall and a fence and something else, that all can be reviewed underneath the plan approval.
Any
further questions?
No.
Nice job.
Thank you. All right, Councillor.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'm going to support it as is only because a site plan would come back here and a variance could be navigated, I think, for a prospective tenant who may need some of that space. It seems that that's the way it was handled with the previous case, and it keeps it consistent with what we've rezoned in the past.
Isn't that different though from what they're recommending? Like you're supporting,
supporting the
ministry recommendation.
Yeah, okay. And I'm supporting the 25 feet because it is M1, and if they need a variance, if their tenant or person who wants to develop the site needs a variance from that, they can come back. So I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to Executive
EPC.
EPC.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And what? It's in keeping with the properties. And I move to support that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Okay. All those in favor? Opposed?